This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. We've now established there is a massive cover-up of coronavirus infections in the United States. And this cover-up is achieved by refusing to test anybody. In case you missed my last podcast, and it's on pandemic.news if you want to hear it, very important podcast, the CDC has only tested 414 people across the entire country, and most states have tested zero people. There are only three states that have functioning test kits, and states like Hawaii and Florida and others have tested exactly zero people, even though they are, quote, monitoring thousands of people for possible infections, but they're testing no one. So today is Saturday, February 22nd. And I'm putting the date on all these so you know exactly when I'm recording these, even though you probably won't hear this for a couple days later. We post everything on pandemic.news, and you can download the audio MP3 files there. We've started making that available so that you can just take the MP3 files, put them on your iPhone or your smartphone or what have you. And by the way, smartphone production has now basically been turned off in Samsung factories in South Korea because of this virus. So if you have a smartphone now, you might want to hold on to it because may not be able to get new ones for quite some time. We'll talk about supply chain disruptions in a little bit. But the upshot here is that, so there's a massive cover-up of infections in the United States. And for whatever reason, the CDC has been ordered to not yet admit that there have been thousands of infections, but to cover it up by withholding the supply of test kits until the whole problem becomes undeniable. At that point, they will say, well, we warned everybody that community outbreaks were coming, which they have warned people, and they have warned U.S. hospitals to prepare for a surge in coronavirus patients. But they are artificially restricting the availability of these kits, testing kits, in order to make sure no one is testing. Now, if that strategy sounds familiar, it's exactly the same thing that communist China did. They just wouldn't have test kits available for the hospitals and the doctors and the different regional health departments. So no one was doing any testing. Well, now there's quite a bit of testing going on in places like South Korea. Don't you find it interesting that South Korea has now tested thousands of people, while the CDC in the United States has tested exactly 414 people? Don't you find that fascinating, a bit curious, that a nation with a fraction of the population of America is doing more testing than the United States? And if South Korea can get test kits, why can't the CDC get test kits? And I think the answer is, they don't really want to have test kits that work because that would cause people to be found positive for the virus, and then states would have to start reporting infections. And so we've arrived at this bizarre moment in human history where the state now, whether it's the United States or China or Japan, the state is more interested in stopping people's perception of the event than they are in stopping the pandemic. In other words, they think that your feelings about the pandemic should be protected and controlled, but the pandemic itself doesn't have to be controlled. So their containment strategy, you know, they talk about containment, they're not containing the virus, they're containing emotions about the virus, they're containing the news about the virus. And this is why you have big tech. Now, total censorship of anybody telling the truth about this pandemic. You just get banned, you get censored. It's all this bogus fact-checking that's not even rooted in fact. You say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory that this virus even exists. There is no pandemic. It's no worse than the flu, blah, blah, blah. It's all a coordinated cover-up to contain the information, but not the virus. So we've now entered the Wuhan phase of the United States CDC response to this pandemic, the Wuhan phase from Wuhan, China, where the CDC is now just going to go out there and say, what outbreaks? We don't have any proof of any outbreaks because we're not testing anybody. And that's really where we've arrived. And I know you're just, your jaw is dropping as mine was when I first discovered this information, which is on the CDC website, by the way. You can go look it up. Just search for cdc.gov, coronavirus update page, and you'll get to the same page that I'm talking about. It says 414 people tested in the entire country. That's it. And you can look at the sources that we've linked to about Hawaii testing zero people and Florida testing zero, saying that they're not going to release how many they've tested because it's zero. And Washington State having so far only tested 27 people because they sent those samples to the CDC in Atlanta. But Washington State is observing almost 800 people, but they haven't tested them. You got California, where apparently, according to some reports, there are thousands of people who are being, quote, observed by health authorities. And none of them have been tested. That we can't find a single shred of any evidence that California has tested any of those people. Now, here's what's fascinating. If you look at the CDC's explanation of who should be tested, here's what it says. There's a whole page on this on the CDC. It's like a flow chart. In fact, I'm posting a story that's linking to this chart so you can find it on Natural News. It says there are really two types of people who should be tested. The first type is people who recently returned from China. The second type is people who have been in close contact with other people who have been confirmed and infected. Notice that out of those two groups, there is no testing that's recommended for people who haven't been to China and who aren't aware that they've been in close contact with anybody who's been positive. Thus, under the current guidelines, it is impossible for the CDC to ever find a community outbreak because they won't test people unless they came from China or have been in close contact with people who came from China and were positive with the virus. In other words, it's a catch-22. The very definition of who should be tested precludes the possibility of ever finding a community outbreak. I mean, you talk about a mind F, a cluster F of bad public policy and bad medicine, bad science. When the CDC says don't bother testing people who haven't recently been to China, how are you ever going to detect outbreaks in Honolulu or San Diego or Seattle or anywhere? You're never going to, because nobody's doing the testing. And even if they wanted to do the testing, apparently they don't have any test kits. So here we are. We're supposed to be the leading nation in the world with the leading pharmaceutical industry, the leading healthcare system, the top biotech engineers, genetic engineers, lab scientists. Oh my God, we're the best in the world. I'm pretty sure, because I heard Trump say that recently, because we're so awesome, America's great, and he's making America great again. And we can't test for a virus? Even though South Korea can, and even Indonesia could if they wanted to buy any kits, they could run the test. But we, America, the greatest country in the world, we can't test for this. Are you starting to see how insidious and criminal the cover-up is? They're not testing for this because they don't want to test for it. They're not testing for this because they don't want to report confirmed infections. It's the don't ask, don't tell policy of dealing with the pandemic, or you could say the see no evil approach. Just shut your eyes, cover your ears, and just walk through infected communities and then report, we didn't see anything here. Everything's fine. But the upshot of this, I know you understand what I'm saying here. The upshot is there are probably thousands of infections in America right now. And because this is exploding exponentially, by the time, listen carefully, please, by the time the CDC acknowledges this, it will be tens of thousands of people, and it will already be too late to even dream of containing it. So the media is complicit in the cover-up, which is causing people not to be aware that this is happening, which will make the spread even worse. So big tech censorship is going to get people killed. Media lies are going to get people killed. The CDC cover-up is criminal negligence that will cost people their lives, maybe even just in America, hundreds of thousands of lives, maybe millions of lives, in a worst case type of scenario based on numbers we're seeing from the Lancet and other studies on this. So the liars, big tech, fake news media, CDC, state health departments, the liars are all pretending. And by the time that they can no longer pretend, it's going to be too late to stop this. And we are telling the truth. And of course, we are censored. In fact, it's only the truth tellers who are being censored. Off YouTube, Facebook, Google, everywhere. We are being censored because we are telling you the truth. Because we can do math. We can read the CDC's website and we can say 414. Oh my God. 414 people tested in the entire country. That's it. That's beyond alarming. That's negligence. That's criminal negligence on the part of the CDC. So again, well, really, the final thought here. The upshot is you should be prepared for thousands of cases of these infections in the United States. They're already happening. They're just not being tested. My best guess, and this is just an educated guess, is that it's happening in Hawaii, the Big Island. Oahu, where Honolulu is. It's happening in California, Southern California, looks like San Diego area and so on. And it's happening in Washington State. Those are the only three that we know about really so far, just taking educated guesses. But those make sense because those are the closest geographically to Asia. That's where more Asian tourists go and Chinese people. During the Wuhan lockdown, you know, right before that, 5 million Chinese escaped. And they probably flew to places like Los Angeles and Seattle and Honolulu. So these are not outlandish estimates. This is what's happening. And because the establishment will continue to lie about this, these infections will spread. They will spread from California to Arizona. We will see them in Texas and Illinois, all over the East Coast, because there are no quarantines in America right now. There are no limits on travel. And even though there are thousands of patients probably infected right now, thousands of people in America, none of them, or virtually none, are being tested. So plan accordingly. This is something I say quite often, plan accordingly. There's a day of reckoning coming for the American people when the cover-up can no longer be sustained and the truth comes out, and there will be maybe congressional investigations into the CDC, for all we know. Investigations into the cover-up. And states, maybe they start getting testing kits, and some states will want to report the real numbers, and those numbers will be explosive, like we're seeing in South Korea. That day is coming. And when that day comes, the American people will engage in so much panic purchasing of food and supplies and survival gear and everything else you can imagine that shelves will be stripped bare in America. In U.S. cities, just like they're being stripped bare in Korea right now. Korea is having a supply chain wipeout right now, South Korea. Oh, and of course, North Korea is just pretending they don't have any infections. They're taking the CDC's approach, I guess. The CDC and North Korea have the same strategy. That's kind of frightening. That should be a little horrifying to everybody, along with Indonesia as well. It's just, we don't have any infections. Yeah. So use this information wisely. As I've said in a previous podcast on pandemic.news, you have advanced knowledge of what's coming. It's like you have a crystal ball. You can see the future that other people don't realize yet is coming. What are you going to do with that information? How are you going to boost your health? How are you going to prepare? Maybe you have an opportunity to get out of the city before there's a quarantine. Maybe you need to go sight in your rifle at a gun range for self-defense purposes when the zombie masses cut loose and start, you know, raiding everything. You've got an opportunity to do something. I recommend strongly that you take this opportunity to get prepared, knowing that your last window of opportunity is collapsing. And the only thing that's allowing you to prepare right now is the lies, the cover-ups, and the ignorance of the masses. And that will not last forever because the cover-up can't last forever. Do your part. Get prepared. Thank you for listening. Read more at pandemic.news. This is Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com, and brighteon.com. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.